This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace recently launched the latest version of their platform, Squarespace 7, which has a completely redesigned interface, integrations with Getty Images and Google Apps, 15 new templates, and an incredible feature called Cover Pages. Try the new Squarespace with a free trial at squarespace.com and enter offer code OMFG at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace. Start here. Go anywhere. I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for turn back time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. O-M-F-G.
Deanna.
Emily, I feel like, you know, we get so far and we learn so much, but then we don't know anything.
I agree. But you know what? It's really interesting. This time I feel like we've really brought on an expert among us, because Pedro talked about youths making themselves a brand.
Right.
And we found this amazing person. She's a talent manager for YouTube Talent.
She's a young girl herself, right?
She's really young.
And she knows so much. Like, I mean, to have somebody who's sort of on the front lines with these people who we have no idea who they are.
We don't know.
They're making tons of money, millions of dollars, and they have tons of followers. I mean, I don't know if they're making millions, but I'm going to assume some of them are.
I think they are. And, like, the most eye-opening thing to me is that, you know, they really, I watched the 2014 YouTube year in review.
That was bizarre.
I didn't understand a thing of it.
Very well done. Beautifully actually done.
Great production. They
really
obviously
nice.
Put some money into mm-hmm. it.
I just thought there were, like, Jimmy Kimmel, all the late night talk show hosts were in it.
We understood who they were.
But I didn't think anybody else was anybody until the last girl I recognized. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I think all those people were, like, people who young people care about, but we had zero clue who they were.
Not any clue. So I'm really hoping she can clear that up.
Yeah, like in the video, there was an ice bucket challenge. It was a review. I understood many things, but I didn't understand.
There were more things that I didn't understand than things that I understood.
I understood I didn't know one person other than, like, Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon.
And what horrified me is that there's an entire generation that knew everything in that video.
It's not great for us.
No. No, but
she's going to help us.
She's going to help us. She's going to teach us. And I think when we leave here, we're going to feel a little bit more comfortable.
I'd like to know. I don't want to be this, you know, deeply confused.
I don't want to be in this beginning of 2015 not knowing what the bleep happened in 2014.
Yeah, it's like I'd like to be ahead of the curve. O-M-F-G. Let's set the scene. I mean, Sarah is a 25-year-old woman. Beautiful.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Lovely. I mean, thank blonde. You.
Coming
gorgeous.
In
I put
with,
on not a stitch of makeup for you guys.
And
this
I see you. I see
and
you
I didn't
lovely.
Put on any for you, so you're welcome.
I put a bit on, and I'm not doing as well as either of you. So there's that.
Oh, my God. Undebatable.
So Sarah is a manager of the YouTube community. You have clients, and they are specifically and exclusively on YouTube. Is that fair?
Primarily on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, we see a lot of these, you know, social influencers, if you will, pop mm-hmm. up lately, and there are all these different types of platforms, be it Instagram or Vine or Snapchat or YouTube.
Right.
They're all social media.
Yeah. So, well, you know, so the term is social influencer, or sometimes known as a digital influencer.
So hot. Oh. Social okay. influencer. That's going
like
down
that.
In the lexicon.
That really is.
Yeah. And these are people that have large followings or large communities online mm-hmm. That can mobilize an audience.
So, interesting.
Hot.
Are you loving it yet?
Yes. I'm loving, like, mobilizing a fucking community. Yeah. It's like Hitler, but better.
It is exactly right. Like Hitler. but in all seriousness, you know, we can get into it. But you see a lot of these, you know, kids popping up with this crazy reach and this yeah. crazy power. And, you know, one of the first ways of making money was through brands online. Right. And so now, if you're a brand X, we'll say, and you okay. want your hashtag or your campaign to be seen, a lot of brands are buying into the idea that they can buy into a specific influencer because that will guarantee them a certain number of views, impressions, loops, what have loops. You. And it's cheaper than TV.
Okay, so let's just take us, for example, just because we're narcissistic okay. and we're assholes. You know, we're a new brand. OMFG is a new brand.
Yes.
If we were...
Hot on the scene,
but not on Twitter, guys.
What?
Hello. I mean, I tried to tweet and ask my audience for questions.
How'd it
and
go?
I had no handle to reference.
What do you mean? We have it. OMFG at OMFG Pod.
Oh, there it is. Okay, we're going to need to work on some
okay,
SEO.
Okay, so like SEO big time.
Yeah, SEO
big time.
What
does SEO stand for?
Search engine optimization.
So, you know, I do work for, I should know that. Search engine. I'll just say I should know that. I talk about SEO quite a lot. I don't know what that shit stands for.
Totally. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So
SEO.
I will
work on
tweet
our...
later and include the proper handle.
Great. Is there something, and I'm really curious about this, but when you talk about these influencers, these mobilizing presences
yes.
on the World Wide Web,
yes.
is there a characteristic that you would say is a through line for these people? Is there something that you could speak to for each of these people that sort of...
Sure. Well, so I work in YouTube specifically, so I haven't really dabbled in the Vine world yet. You know,
okay.
that platform is a little bit foreign to me.
Yeah, agreed.
Totally
to me, too.
We have
yet.
No idea
no,
what's
I don't,
going on there.
I don't understand.
We've never visited.
Yeah. Like YouTube, great.
Sure.
I get what you're saying. I've seen
sure.
YouTube videos aplenty. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I'm not saying I understand YouTube because clearly I don't. That's why you're here. But I understand that it's a platform we've all seen. We watch videos. Vine,
totally.
Not so much.
And
we
here's, see,
yeah.
here's the
on.
Thing about YouTube. You know, it's like, okay, great. You have a platform. You have an audience. You've got comments. And, you know, there's lengthy content where you can get your message across.
Right.
Mm-hmm. However you want to. I mean, it could be 6 seconds if you wanted to, or it could be 60 minutes.
Right.
With Vine, I'm just so confused by
right.
it, to be totally
mm-hmm.
honest.
Yeah.
So anyway, Vine I haven't dabbled in too much. But with YouTube specifically, I think the one common denominator is that there is somebody behind the other side of the screen on your computer that's speaking directly to you and talking about things that you like.
Okay.
And so unlike television, you know, it's more of this what we call on-demand viewing.
Okay.
And so if you're a fan or a community member, you can turn on your computer screen and see what the other person has to say any time of the day, any place.
Hmm.
And I think it, you know, the power of that is that it builds a real connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
these people are in not only the homes, but if you're at the bank or
sure.
if you're on the bus or you have
or in
the
your bedroom
accessibility to these
sure
stars.
Sure. And again, on-demand viewing, it's when, where, and how you want to watch this content and as much as you want to without having to DVR it.
But do you feel like there's something specific in terms of either personality or is there anything specific that you see as a through line to these people who do make it, who do push forward in this community?
I think it was different 5 years ago.
Okay.
I think before you had to... you had to be a little bit of a nerd. I mean, you had to, like, understand filmmaking. You had to understand editing. You had to understand...
Because you're doing your whole
creation,
thing.
Sketch comedy, if you will, or gaming. There's lots of different types of verticals within the YouTube world. That's
verticals.
The other thing.
Verticals is a word.
Verticals is a buzzword. We can stay on verticals for a while.
What's
just
a vertical?
Take a second, because that's new to us.
Okay, yeah. So verticals mean how the mass YouTube ecosystem, which, as you can imagine, is bountiful, is categorized. So there's a gaming vertical where there are gamers that do gameplay.
Okay, got it. So there's like how-to with the makeup.
Totally.
And
there's the beauty vertical with the tutorials and the how-tos and the haul videos. Mm. There's the personality vertical, which is where we see a lot of the, you know, Hannah Hartz, Grace Helbig's, Tyler Oakley's of the world. And then there's... you know, there's a couple other ones, but those are
Where do like the Fine Brothers end up there?
You know, it's funny. They should have their own vertical, in my opinion.
Fine Brothers? I don't know who they are.
Okay, so the Fine Brothers are two brothers who are filmmakers. I mean, for better lack of term, they are true filmmakers. They produce shows, and it's called like the React series. Have you ever seen like a YouTuber react or kids react or grandparents react?
Well, I never saw it, but the Two Girls, One Cup reactions. I've never seen any. I honestly don't know what that means, but I know there were reaction videos about it. Is that
kind
what we're talking
like
about?
We're taking it a step further and putting it in a more produced format.
Great.
But yeah, it's exactly that, to the degree that there is somebody reacting to a viral video of the time.
Okay.
They actually
I got one.
Yes.
So I saw a video with this guy reacting to something Britney Spears did.
Chris Crocker.
Blonde?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Nailed it.
That let Britney...
Let Britney be.
Let Britney be.
With the blanket.
Yes, blanket over the head. Yeah, feeling it.
You're giving us a real throwback moment right now.
Am I giving you like
vintage? Super TBT.
I really appreciate that.
Is that vintage YouTube?
It is vintage YouTube. And I'm really
appreciative of it. But YouTube's only been with us since 2010, like, right? Or one?
No, 2005.
Five? So we're still in the aughts. Ish.
Well, here's what I'll say about YouTube. Okay. While it's a mature company now, it's definitely just finding its legs.
As a manager, is this what most of your talent wants to do, or is YouTube the end game? Talk to me.
It's a great question. So I think a lot of traditional media looked at YouTube and said, cool, you guys, you do what you're going to do over there.
Right.
And we'll wait for the good ones to rise to the top.
Cream.
And we'll pluck you and we'll put you on TV.
Okay.
And to be fair, there's a lot of content creators. They do lots of different things. Most of them not talented.
And I have a feeling that kids are connecting to them in terms of feeling like an outsider. Is that what's happening? Or
that's totally fair. I think that a lot of kids that are inspired to pick up a camera in their bedroom, talk to it, and then upload it to the internet feel like they are outsiders.
Right.
I think that's fair to say.
Okay.
I think that once because I wouldn't necessarily be inspired to start a YouTube channel 5 years ago when a lot of these kids were doing it.
Right.
With that being said, they were the smart ones.
Right.
Because now, years later, sometimes not even years later, sometimes a year later, if they're, if they're really good at creating content, they are able to build massive, massive audiences and massive communities and make significant money.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's define significant money
if
for 2 seconds.
If we could get to the bottom of what significant money
means. And I don't expect you to name names. I don't want you to like call out your clients.
But if we could get
my mind around.
What is significant money?
Okay. Let me put it this way.
Thank you.
I commission 10% of what they make.
Yes. Okay.
And I make six figures a year.
That's impressive.
give us a sense.
We're not good at math. That's the whole
thing.
We're
just not. I'm just saying, like, I mean, six figures, great. I don't make six figures.
What amount of figures do you have to your name?
Five.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Hey, so, guess what? I'm not, like, trying to make five. I want to make six.
Exactly. Okay. Your best client is making blank.
Over $2 million a year.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Thank you for that.
And they're doing it with a selfie stick and a dream.
Oh, girl. Yeah. I mean, I'm about to do it with a selfie stick and a dream.
What are you about to do?
I mean, if I could have a YouTube channel right now.
What would it be if you could?
If I were to start, well, first of all, I think anybody that's starting a YouTube channel in this day and age, God bless. I mean, it is going to be real
saturated.
It's very saturated. However, if I were to start a YouTube channel,
which sounds like it's happening,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. But
sounds
I have
like you are.
Totally thought about it. Okay. After seeing how much money these kids
do, you want to start ours? That's fine. Yeah. Let's move on.
We do have to have a moment of OMFG.
We
branding.
Have to have
Thank
so
you
many
so
moments.
So much.
We
yeah.
do have to have a moment.
But if you
we
were
can
to start
our YouTube channel, if you could start our YouTube channel,
she's
what
like,
would
if,
it be?
She's like, if she could start her own YouTube channel, and we're like trying to press it on ourselves.
I'm an asshole. Go on.
Back to you.
No, Sarah honestly, I think what I would do is a take on the beauty lifestyle channel, but right. yes. no bullshit.
On that,
I think we all need a moment.
We all need a moment, and we're going to take a quick break. OMFG. Building a website can be tough, and even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works good is a time-consuming affair. But the thing is, you probably need one anyway. A business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, whatever else. Lucky for us, Squarespace is here to build a beautiful website without breaking a sweat. Haven't heard of it? Well, go to squarespace.com and check it out. Heard a lot about Squarespace already? Well, how about the all-new Squarespace 7? Squarespace 7 comes with a newly designed interface and 15 new templates, but so much more too. Thinking about Squarespace for work? It now integrates with Google Apps so you can connect it to your Gmail, Google Drive for cloud storage, Google Forms for surveys on your site, and more. And if you need extra polish, Squarespace now has partnered with Getty Images, so you can take care of all your stock image needs in one place and manage your site. And of course, all of this comes with the classic Squarespace features. Beautiful design with simple, powerful interface, 24/7 support via live chat and email, responsive design, your website scales to look great on any device, commerce. Each website comes with a free online store, and it's only $8 a month. And you get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. Start with a trial with no credit required and start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code OMFG. That's OMFG to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for our show. Thank you, Squarespace. Squarespace, start here, go anywhere. OMFG! Welcome back. We are with the beautiful natural beauty.
So beautiful.
She came to us without a stick of makeup on. I'll tell you what. She's gorgeous. Sarah Wykal, she is a YouTube manager.
Correct.
She's taking verticals and loops and, like, making them really special. And she's sort of, like, connecting, like, traditional with
digital
and
tradigital.
Tradige, as tradige. I like to call it.
And, we don't know what that means, but we're going to go with it here
tradige.
Today.
I mean, no big deal. We're giving you that. You
thank
give
you.
Us a lot, and we're giving you tradige.
You guys, thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Will take that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And so there's kids out there, young adults out there,
yes.
who are their own. They're their own brand. They're doing their thing on YouTube. They have
Let's take a Jenna Marbles.
Sure.
And she has probably over 500,000 followers.
Millions. Jenna has 14 million.
Yeah, she's doing fine. And is there anything, like, if Jenna goes wrong, if she says something that offends people, does the community react to it? What goes on? Like, what's happening?
So I think one of the best things about the internet, and there are lots of things to be said about the internet, but it really enables people to have their own voice and have discussion again.
Okay.
And I think, you know, our generation, you know, did a lot of liking. They did a lot of thumbs up. They did a lot of approval with not a lot of opinion.
Right.
And this younger generation, between YouTube and YouTube comments and Tumblr posts, are encouraged to explain why things okay. are happening. And so it's very self-policing.
Interesting.
So if Jenna says something or makes a video about something that might be controversial,
right.
chances are her 14 million subscribers will not only see it, they might call her on it.
Has this happened? Have you seen this happen with people?
Sure. Definitely not with Jenna.
Is there anyone who has been hit really hard with policing, like you talked about with you said that Jenna has not been policed, but is there anyone who has been policed and you've seen it? Or do you, like,
sure.
talk to your clients about it and say, like, hey, you got to do this and that?
Scamming.
Yeah, definitely. Last year, 2014, we had two real instances of an internet that was so self-policing that it raised attention to the big companies.
Okay.
So Nash Greer, you know, is a 18, I want to say, something around there.
He's a baby.
18 years old, mm-hmm. started this Vine thing. He's a cute boy on the internet, and the girls flock to him.
Okay.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you want to look at it. And unfortunately, he made a terrible, terrible Vine using the F word, not fuck, but faggot.
Oh, dear.
There were a lot of people that gave him shit for it, but not enough people unsubscribed from it.
And that's where it's at.
And here's the thing. At the end of the day, what these kids have is a community. That is the core of their business. Mm-hmm. And that's what allows brands to integrate within them. That's what allows them to sell a book. That's what allows them to go on tour. That's what allows them to do a movie. So if that community goes away,
then
their
done.
Businesses go away.
And if they stay with him, then the brands are going to probably follow
Still
suit.
Still keep coming.
Because
Still
there's money and there's a right. money stream coming.
Right.
If you could help us out,
yeah.
SEO, whatever you got to do.
Yes.
Viral it, vertical it, loop it up.
Yep.
What do we have to do? What is the I don't care about the freaking average person. I want to know, like, we have a podcast. You're on it.
Yes.
It's called OMFG with an exclamation point.
Yes.
We're part of Wolf Pop.
Yeah.
Earwolf is the mothership. What are we supposed to do?
So where is the core of your community? Like, when you need to talk to your fans.
We don't know.
Help us. Help us with this. We don't know.
So we're, like, only several episodes in at the end of the day. So people are listening, and we get that feedback, and it's been really good. But do we know where our – no, we have no idea. How can we find out?
Let's build something.
Okay.
So it can be a .com. It can be omfgpod.com. It can be your Twitter account. It could be a YouTube account. It could be a Tumblr, which is basically a free.com.
Okay. Whoa, stop the clock. So we have, like, within Wolf Pop, we have some sort of a link.
Okay.
And there's a forum that's available. Nobody's on it, but it's available.
Yeah.
We have a Twitter handle.
Yeah.
We have an Instagram that we don't really use. So is it on us? What should we, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's totally on you. So the thing that these social influencers do is that they not only have, like, one primary platform, but then they build out around.
Build out around.
So let's
build out around.
Whatever your primary one's going to be. It can
Twitter?
I think great.
I would say that's our primary platform.
Perfect. Then let's focus on Twitter.
So we've got 71 followers, and we're not trying to not have those.
That's
perfect.
Great.
Okay. Not great.
Twitter it is.
Okay.
I would suggest if we can change it to OMFG podcast.
Yeah, we can.
That would be awesome.
Why?
Again, the whole SEO thing.
Oh my God. I'm so happy you're here. Okay, so OMFG podcast.
And then
cast is everything.
Cast is everything. And then when you have people come on, you ask your followers what they want to hear about. You keep them, like,
what do you want to hear about?
Keep them involved. The more involved they feel, the more likely they are to participate.
Okay.
What should we tweet about? Lunch?
Maybe how your podcast went, how excited you are that it's going to upload on blank day.
Blank
if this
day.
Tweet gets so many favorites, you'll upload a sneak peek of it.
Sneak peek.
Before.
Can you stand by our sides for the next year and just tell us what to do?
For 10%.
No problem. Absolutely. Well worth it. I already know, like, you're already bringing in so many figures that I feel really good about that.
Exactly.
I feel really good again. Sarah, Vical.
Yes.
Thank you.
Please don't tell me it's over.
Was there anything you needed to get
done? I'm
going to
shamelessly self-promote all of my clients.
Go ahead. Let's go.
We've got Hannah Hart.
Boom.
Superwoman, a.k.a. Lily Singh.
I watched her. She's cute.
She's cute. She's got some funny sketches. Kingsley, God bless that little angel. He's one of the legacy YouTubers that's just been
legacy,
around for forever.
OG of the whole operation.
OG legacy.
Great.
Voice of pop culture, that one, or so he likes to think.
Okay.
And Flula, my boy Flula, who's going to be in Pitch Perfect 2.
Those are all your people?
Those are all my peeps.
Oh, my God. Okay, those seem like really big peeps.
If you guys see Flula in Pitch Perfect 2, you have to, like, you have to tweet me, first of all, from OMFG at podcast.
Quick question. Is that his name?
Yeah, sort of.
Why?
He's German. I can't explain it. It's
just unexplainable.
It's a W9 disaster, I'm telling you guys.
Awesome. I feel like we learned so much. Thank you so much for being here. And we're going to learn more. And we're going to have you back and we're going to consult you and we may or may not give you 10%.
Can we do like a 6-month recap? Trajectory recap and see how an OMFG podcast.
Are you cool with doing it every 3 months?
I am totally cool with doing this like quarterly.
Amazing.
We'll talk. You know what? We need a little bit more champagne.
Okay.
A little bit more champagne.
Okay.
We'll
bring it next time.
Okay, perfect.
Wherever you chill. OMFG. Wow, what a show we had today. Sarah was amazing.
She was like a gift from God.
Loved her. She, you know what? She's an expert.
Sarah really came in and taught us so much.
She really did. We learned about SEO, which I've heard a million times. In fact, it's a word that I will use in my current job, and I didn't know that it meant search engine optimization.
Which is huge. And, you know, her being someone who really knows about YouTube, I'm sure that comes up in her job
all
the time,
day long.
Too.
That's all she's up to.
And we also learned more YouTube lingo. Verticals.
Yeah, a vertical seemed like it was a grouping of
channels.
And like a category, sort of a vertical. If I did a makeup, if I had a YouTube makeup channel, I'd be in the beauty vertical.
Definitely.
There seems like there's lots of verticals.
If I wanted to figure out how to, you know, fishtail braid my hair,
yes,
that's where I would head. You. Your beauty vertical.
Thank you.
Department.
I wonder if there's like an evangelist vertical.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. There's probably any vertical we could think of.
Yeah, she talked about loops, but I actually don't remember what that was.
Super important.
Something important. And we're supposed to change our podcast name, which I'm scared it's already used, but because I think we would have taken it. We're OMF at OMFG Pod, but she couldn't find us. And if a girl who is famous for SEO loops and terms and verticals can't find us, we're in big trouble.
We're in trouble. But, you know, if it's taken, it's taken. And you guys will follow us anyway, right?
Please.
At OMFG Pod.
Great. Well, I feel like we need to have her back again and again because she just has some facts and figures that we needed.
So human. And speaking of figures.
Ugh. Mm. Homegirl is making her 6 figures.
I mean, that's just rude.
Off of, like, just YouTube people.
That
you
is
know?
Rude.
I mean, it's – and look, we don't – I'm not making 6 figures. Let's just put it out there.
Nope.
So I think this year is the year of 6 figures.
This is our year. 2015 is shouting 6 figures in our face.
I mean, it's not great that we don't have them. We should have them at this point, but we're coming for them hard.
Very hard.
I am coming for those 6 figures.
We're not going to take an L on this one.
No way, Jose. Open up the ATM.
Bish, please. That's so good.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, from some Twitter advice, ATM also means At this moment. We were taught by Pedro Salinas that it meant ass to mouth. So that is rangy in terms of if you're planning to use the acronym ATM. Just know it has a range and you should use it appropriately.
You could definitely get in trouble using it the wrong way.
Yes. I will say.
I am hungry, ATM.
Oh,
that could go either way.
It's
very confusing.
Wow.
So just be careful with that one.
In fact, I'm probably not going to use it too often, just as a precaution, you know, just to be on the safe side. I don't need that kind of sort of action in my life. You know what I mean?
I wasn't imagining you were going to use ATM the way we learned it from Pedro that much anyway. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's a thing.
Ass. To mouth. Okay. It is what it is. I just had to go through exactly the way that would look, and I got it. Not something I'd use every day the daily.
Here, there.
It might get sprinkled in here. I like to use what we learned. That's why we're doing this show.
Willy-nilly. NATM. Every now and then.
All right. That's it.
Thanks.
Follow us at OMFG Pod for now.
And subscribe on iTunes. Thanks so much, guys.
Please. OMFG!
Pop.
Pop?
Pop.
Pop. Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.